Then before that, we heard more new music from Eyeball. This is a Toronto-based recording project slash band from Jesse Fellows, who's originally from Windsor. And we heard the B-side of this latest single, Listen plus Mood Piece. We heard Mood Piece. There's a forthcoming album coming out. And also there is a couple singles out there now on the interwebs. So check out Eyeball. There's a space in the middle, Eyeball. And
it's like the eye, the human eye, E-Y-E.
Yeah, not I, like as in I. Like
that, I'm sure, clarified everything for our listeners.
Like as in me, I am saying this right now, and I really don't know why I'm saying this right now. This is being broadcast across Canada.
No wonder.
Before that,
award-winning show here. Before that, we heard from Habibi from their latest release called Dream Machine. Now, as you mentioned, you were really tuned into them with the 2013 release, and I think I really caught wind of this band around the same time from the same release. And apparently there's a few subsequent releases that I wasn't aware of, you just found out about, as along with this new record, which is mainly synth-based, but we did hear a very fuzzy track from this one called Do You Want Me Now?
Yes, and then we started off the set with brand new music from Kid Congo Powers. His band, Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds, have a new album that dropped not too long ago via In the Red Records called That Delicious Vice. And we heard the first track on this release, an instrumental called East of East. Kid Congo is currently on tour. It doesn't look like they have a Detroit date, unfortunately, on this round, but perhaps that'll change in the future. Really great stuff. Honestly, every Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds album is great. So this one also has a collaboration from the singer of The Bags.
Oh, Alice Bag.
Alice Bag, yes. And
I believe we played at one point.
Yes, we played a track a couple of weeks back featuring Alice on there. And she helped write some songs because they kind of had a working relationship prior to the recording of this album. Mm-hmm. Anyways, cool stuff. We should also mention, I'm not sure if you saw this, just before they did their U.S. tour, they did a very short Australian tour. And they're a three-piece now, so they didn't really have a steady bass player.
Did the Dinko eat their basses?
No.
Oh.
Mick Harvey filled in on bass.
That's pretty amazing.
Which is quite amazing. Of course, you know, Kid knows Mick from...
from his tenure in the bad seats, so that makes a lot of sense.
I wish he was touring with them over here. That would be quite amazing to see.
Mick, come to Canada.
Come to Detroit. Come to Canada. Come to both.
Yeah, forget Australia. What's good there? Nothing. Eucalyptus? Nothing.
You need to come to here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue next with some more music, starting off with an older track from Tough Age, now based out of Vancouver, from their 2017 release, Waiting Here.
Mm-hmm. We're going to hear Hundo Pocket, and we're going to hear some newer music as well in this set from the likes of Brain Rust, Wine Lips, and Metz. So stay tuned for the last 20 minutes or so of the program here on Revolution Rock.
Ready, Jay?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Well, hopefully that calming song cooled you down there for this breezy Saturday evening.
I think it was the opposite effect.
I think you're right, David.
It's also not a breezy Saturday evening. It's hot as F.
It's a hot, humid, sweltering. Some would say it's super mega ultra hot.
I almost said a word I shouldn't have there.
It's just because the wine lips are getting to you.
Right. So we heard music from Toronto's Wine Lips. Stimulation from Super Mega Ultra, their latest release. They came through Detroit not too long ago, I believe in mid-June, and now it's still June.
So it's only late June, though.
Like maybe, though, if you're listening to this on another day, perhaps on another station or through the Encore, it's not June anymore. But you know what? That's okay, because July's coming, and that's all I have to say about that.
That was very insightful. Thank you, David. But we actually should mention we heard Stimulation from Wine Lips. Yes. We didn't mention the song.
I think we did. I don't know if we did. We did now.
But you can mention the next song. That would be great.
Should I?
Yeah.
Okay, we heard music from Windsor's Brain Rust, which is kind of a super group of sorts, featuring members of Cellos, What Seas, What Shores, Nefedovs, and a few more that we're drawing blanks on.
But
they got this really cool kind of like alternative slant, I'd say. They really like, well, I guess bands like Slint would fall in that category, but mm-hmm. bands also like Steve Albini's bands.
Yeah, like Shellac, for example. Yes. Really cool sound that they have, and they've done a few live shows, but they have this release called Indistinct Chatter, and from that we heard the song Bike Shedding, which, you know, for anyone who lives in Windsor who's had a bike stolen, they've definitely encountered some bike shedding, unfortunately.
Yes. Before that, we heard music from Toronto's Metz. They have a new album out. It's called Up on Gravity Hill. We heard the track called Glass Eye. Part of that, we heard two more tracks to start off that set. What did we hear?
From 2007, we heard the British Columbia band Shearing Pinks with Sick Hands Off. That's taken from their Ultra Snake LP. And then we heard something from 2017 by Tough Age. We heard Hundo Pocket from Waiting Here. As you mentioned, the band now resides in Vancouver. And we're going to be done in just a few minutes. We do want to encourage people to stick around, though, listening to CJAM if you're in the Windsor, Detroit area. Mark Casabon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies program. And I'm confident whatever programs are happening on the stations which syndicate the show are equally fantastic. So stay tuned to those. And make sure also to check out the website at revrock.blogspot.com for more information about the music we play. And the bands we love. We don't get paid for playing this music.
We
should mention that this is a passion project of ours.
We just come here and play music that we like because we want to.
Some would tell us we shouldn't be paid for this.
Some would tell we're not being paid.
Exactly.
Well, some would say we should be paid.
I've never met one of those. Anyway.
But no, that's not why we're doing this. We've always done this show just for the love of music and just kind of exposing these indie underground bands that we love so much.
Oh, and speaking of indie underground bands, we should mention about next week's show. We're going to have a very special feature. There were two big albums that came out 40 years ago. I know we highlighted Prince's Purple Rain, which is a little bit outside our usual genre oeuvre, but we're going to be highlighting two albums that definitely fall in the camp of revolution rock. A pair of artists that we've played so many times before and will continue to, Husker Du and Minutemen, who both released on the same week, back in 1984, a double record that really defined alternative and indie rock going forward, respectively Zen Arcade and Double Nickels on the Dime. So we're going to be playing featurettes where we play a lot of tracks from those respective albums next week, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that.
Yes, it's going to be a unique show. So stay tuned for that. We're going to end off the show tonight, though. We're going to hear a brand new track from the band Temps, based out of Calgary. They have a new EP out called Big Deal, and we've played a few tracks from this already, but we're going to end off with this one song here called Rusted, and that'll be it for this week. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency here with Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM and throughout different stations in Canada. So that's it for tonight, for today. Whenever you're listening, this is Rusted by Temps on Revolution Rock. Thanks for tuning in.
How do you feel? How do you feel? Okay.